In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, happy 4th of July, or as we should properly call it, Independence Day, because on this day, of course, in 1776, the Continental Congress of the assembled colonies voted to declare their independence from the crown of Great Britain, and our country, the United States, was born. In general, we don't celebrate secular holidays with a mass, but it's a little different with this one, not because somehow we're canonizing the United States, but because one of our duties as a Christian is to be pious. And usually we think that piety only is regarding religion. It's also regarding to our relationship with the state. You know, we have to be obedient to just authority, and we are called to love our country, just as we love our families. Now, that doesn't mean our families, are anyone here family perfect? I didn't think so. Are the members in their families perfect? No. You know, that we can love our family without thinking they're perfect or not thinking, you know, calling them to change and turn from sins. You know, our country has never been perfect, and it will never be perfect because, you know, it's the product of human beings. But we can work on it, and there are many, and recognize the good and turn from the evil and all sorts of things like that. And we should pray for our country. You know, depending on who's elected to office, sometimes people really like him or they really don't like him. But whoever he is or she is, we should pray for them. Even if the prayer is limit the damage that they do, you know, we should pray for those in office, and we should work to make our country a better place. And what values do we use to do that? The values of the gospel, because we don't just keep our faith in a closet. Our faith belongs in the public square. Now, that doesn't mean we require everyone to be Catholic, even though it would be great for them. But what it does mean is our Catholic values, we don't have to keep them hidden, just like other people don't have to keep their values hidden. And we can have, you know, I don't like the word, but a dialogue with them about what is truly good. And the gospel, even if a person is not a Christian, is an objective good. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.